Joining us right now is the editor of Adweek, Lisa Granatstein. Lisa, good morning, and thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Who was the big winner last night? Was there one that you could say head and shoulders above everybody else?
Well, I would say Bud Light won the night. I thought it was really great what they did in terms of a Game of Thrones crossover. And finally, killing the Bud Knight man, Knight, the Dilly Dilly guy is done. It was really smart because both Bud Light and Game of Thrones have this medieval vibe to them. HBO is premiering its final season of the show in April. So both have this halo, got this halo effect of each brand. I thought it was really smart.
I agree. And it acknowledged that their current ad campaign was wearing thin with people because I think people had seen about enough of the Bud Knight.
Absolutely. So, you know, hopefully we're done and he's not coming back as a White Walker.
Oh, geez, that's all we need. who missed the mark last night?
Well, I thought Planters really did. It was sort of a hot mess with Charlie Sheen and Alex Rodriguez. There were a couple, you know, Bond and Viv with another, the Spike Seltzer.
Yeah. I thought that the NFL commercial with, my goodness, it was a who's who of NFL stars. How they even recorded that commercial is beyond me, to get everybody together in one place at one time to do that. I'm not sure it was necessary. The Super Bowl, I think, is just a giant commercial for the NFL, but it was entertaining nonetheless.
Well, I think they needed a dose of a celebration, given all the controversies happening with whether it was the bad call with the Saints or the Kaepernick stuff. So, you know, they want to have something light and fun and celebrate the 100th season coming up next year. So that's really what it was all about, just to show that there's still a lot of fun in the game and look at all these, you know, legends that, the game produced.
What was the deal with Burger King and Andy Warhol? I'm still trying to figure out what that was all about.
Well, you know, you either loved it or hated it. A lot of creatives, a lot of advertising people loved it, just given that, you know, Andy Warhol was all about consumerism and everything was considered art in terms of pop culture. So a burger, even a work of art. So it's a little bit meta, but kind of smart that they took this clip and ran with it, just showing that a burger can be a work of art. I think that was the essence of it. And, you know, Warhol just stands out. He's timeless.
For sure. How important is it to be in the Super Bowl? I mean, Burger King, for example, hasn't been in the Super Bowl in a long time. And this is really, I mean, you can't compare it to anything else, can you?
No, I mean, it's the Super Bowl. over 100 million people watch it. Millions more will check out your spot online. There's a ton of buzz. It moves products initially, whether it has a long-term effect. Not clear. It's also good to introduce a brand, a first-time brand, but it can be hit or miss. You know, it really depends on the quality of the advertising.
And what is an ad in the Super Bowl going for these days? What do these companies have to pay?
They're paying north of $5 million, and that's just for the ad. That's just for a 30-second ad. Then they have to pay for all the production costs. So some of them will get upwards of $10 million.
Wow. That's a lot of money,
yeah.
But you're right,
yeah.
Though. It's a huge spotlight and a big stage. Lisa, thanks for your insight. We appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
All right, take care. Bye now.